Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, I'm Vanessa Greco. Pope Benedict XVI made two stops today during his weekly general audience. Charles Collins explains why.
An overflowing crowd came to see Pope Benedict on Wednesday. Literally. There were too many people to fit in the Paul VI audience hall, so the Holy Father made a stop in St. Peter's Basilica to see those who could not get in. Speaking in five languages, he wished them a blessed Lent.
I am pleased to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims gathered here in the Basilica of St. Peter. Lent is a privileged time for all Christians to recommit themselves to conversion and spiritual renewal. In this way, we rekindle a genuine faith in Christ, a life-giving relationship with God, and a more fervent dedication to the gospel, strengthened by the conviction that love is a distinguishing mark of Christian believers. I encourage you to persevere in bearing witness to charity in your daily lives.
Pater noster, quies in cenis.
After leading the pilgrims in the Our Father, Pope Benedict continued on to the Paul VI Audience Hall, where he continued his catechesis on St. Augustine.
In today's catechesis, we continue to focus on St. Augustine, a prolific and widely influential author. Perhaps Augustine's best-known work is the Confessions, a prayerful reflection on his life in which he perceives his own sinfulness and extols the Lord's grace and mercy. In De Civitate Dei, Augustine describes the tension between two cities, the earthly city that springs from love of self and indifference to God, and the heavenly city born from love of God and indifference to self. In De Trinitate, Augustine expounds the core belief of the Christian faith, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Also, Augustine is renowned for his towering intellect and vast body of writings. His primary concern was always to spread the Christian message. He continually strove to express the gospel in a way accessible to every man, woman, and child, so that all might come to know its saving truth, Jesus Christ. May we follow his example in sharing the good news with others.
After the audience, the Pope blessed the crowd and wished them a happy stay in Rome. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.